the next time you're having one of those Occupy rallies and you're feeling all sanctimonious and proud of yourself because you're changing the damn world by using the plastic bag at the grocery store, and you're sitting out in front of some courthouse, you're trying to get that girl right there, or that girl right there, to drink just a little more of that Boone's Farm strawberry wine because you heard that song about it, and you thought maybe if you got her to drink some more, she'd maybe show you her breasts. And if you are that girl, go on and show him your breasts. You're going to anyway. In the fullness of time, that's what we're all here for, isn't it? Swap genetic material and evolve new ideas which don't include stupid bullshit like racism, the designated hitter rule. What the hell is that? If you're gonna play in the field, swing at the damn ball. It's what I did in Little League is good enough for me. It ought to be good enough for a man making millions of damn dollars. Clap with us, y'all. We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore. Hallelujah, Lord. We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore. We got the right to choose and there ain't no way we're losing. This is our life, this is our song. We'll fight the powers that be, just don't choose our destiny, cause you don't know us, you don't belong. Cause we're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore. Oh, you're so condescending, and your gall is never ending. We don't want nothing, not a thing from you. Cause your life is tragic, it's boring and confiscated. If that's your best, your best won't do. Y'all. That's because I can't. A lot of guys that are professional have somebody that they call a guitar tech. It's the first string I've broken in 29 shows. But they have somebody they call a guitar tech who runs around with a little mag light and he hands them guitars and all that kind of stuff. That little guy will cost you about $150 a day, plus you got a bed and breakfast him. You got to get him around, and then you got to kick his ass when he's trying to snake dog the lady you're trying to snake dog when you have to go take a piss. I just saved myself about $150 a bed and breakfast bill and having to kick a boy's ass.